Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 1 to 4. Ingrained rebellion. Ingrained rebellion. Here is what God says through Jeremiah to Judah. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point on the tablets of their hearts, and on the horns of their altars. Even their children remember their altars and Asherah poles, beside the spreading trees and on the high hills. My mountain in the land, and your wealth and all your treasures I will give away as plunder, together with your high places, because of sin throughout your country. Through your own fault you will lose the inheritance I gave you. I will enslave you to your enemies, in a land you do not know, for you have kindled my anger, and it will burn forever. Jeremiah 17, verses 1 to 4. Ingrained rebellion. Judah's sin, and it is sin. Notice God calls a spade a spade. Sin in verse 17. You get it again later in the passage. Sin, your sin. Because of your sin, verse 3. No euphemism here. Judah has sinned. It is kicked over the covenant. It is broken the covenant. He's turned his back upon the covenant. The people have played fast and loose with the law. They've gone to the world, to Egypt, to Assyria, anywhere and everywhere, bringing in their ideas, bringing in their gods, bringing in their systems. And the whole worship of the temple, the whole worship of God in the temple, the whole system now, under the old covenant, has been utterly transformed into a pagan nonsense and evil, and, bluntly, sin. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool. It's ingrained. It's deep in them, in their hearts. I've told you before that my mother, when I was a very young boy, used to say that I was ardent. Ardent. I come from the West Country. And she dropped her H, which is a little in this. And she said I was ardent, or at least that's how it sounded to me. What she meant was I was hardened. It was engraved in me. It was ingrained upon me and in me. And this is what it is for Judah. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point, scribed, etched out, deeply bitten into the tablets of their hearts. Now, what a play on words here. I talk about play. I'm not saying it's a joke, but God is using a linguistic way of reaching these people. The law was inscribed upon tablets of stone, yes. Well, the Ten Commandments were, of course, but the whole system was inscribed. This was a summary of the whole system of the law and the old covenant. And there it was, inscribed upon stone. In the New Covenant, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3, Christ's law, Christ's covenant, is inscribed upon the believer's heart. He's given a new heart, and that is where Christ puts his spirit and his law and his covenant, in the heart of the believer. That's where it's inscribed. So you can see the play on words here. I'm not using play in a jokey way. It's a very serious point. But here, the sin is engraved on their hearts, upon their altars, and on the horns of their altars. It's so deeply rooted in them. Even their children, verse 2, remember their altars and Asherah poles beside the spreading trees and on the high hills. It's got deep down into their society. And therefore, as a consequence, verse 3, my mountain in the land and your wealth and all your treasures. It's my wealth, it's my treasure, it's my inheritance, but I've given it to you. I will give away as plunder together with your high places because of your sin throughout your country. Through your own fault, putting the finger right on the spot. You will lose the inheritance I gave you. I gave you this mountain. I gave you this temple. I gave you this land. I gave you this. You're going to lose it all. I will enslave you. I, the sovereignty of God, I will enslave you to your enemies in a land you do not know. For you have kindled my anger, and it will burn forever. It's your fault. Think. The sovereign judgment of God, I will enslave you. Why did Judah never learn? But why do unbelievers today never learn? Unbeliever, why are you still refusing Christ? See that you refuse not him who speaks. This is the Lord. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Why will you go on refusing? Why will you refuse the offers of mercy? Why will you refuse the warnings of judgment? Why did Judah not learn? Why are they so hardened? Why is it so ingrained? But my friend, what about the evangelicals who are re-engineering the church now, according to their own purposes, according to the pagan purposes which they've copied, to bring about what they think is evangelism? Why? Why are we bringing in all this trash into the churches? This worldliness, this corruption, this sin. That's what it is, sin, sin. That's what God calls it in Judah's case. He calls it today. It's not just this or that or the other. It's sin, my friend. It's God's mountain. It's God's church today. It's your treasure, says God, yes. It's your inheritance. I've given it to you. But it was mine to give you. I gave it to you, and I will take it away. You will lose it. Are the churches not learning? Are they not listening? Will they not listen? Will they not learn? Will we not turn before it is too late, my brother and sister? Will we not come back to the Lord and clear out the temple, cleansing the temple as Christ did, removing the rubbish and bringing back the purity of the gospel? Well, these are serious words. These are serious lessons. Ingrained rebellion may not be true of us, but I fear it is. Even the children are learning it. The new generation rising. And what will the harvest be when these children are the leaders of the assemblies in 25 years' time? What will it be like then? What will it be? Where will this end? Oh, where did Judah end? In captivity and slavery under the wrath of God in Babylon. The similar thing will happen to us. We too will know what God's wrath is. It's happened before, the Dark Ages, Revelation 2 and 3, North Africa, and so on and so on. And we are not immune. The word of the Lord cannot return to him empty. It must accomplish the purpose to which he sends it. Ingrained rebellion, the Lord deliver us from it. The Lord deliver you, unbeliever, from it. Repent and believe and trust Christ now. Evangelicals, rebelling against God, going to the world. Repent before it is too late and return and reform. May God bless this word to us all. Amen.